catfish back here. Say, I went hook, went back there next morning, had 12 pounds of cat. But you do catch them here, oh, 30, 40 pounds, you know, on this river. But they made it legal to set out traps. All right, and it got to the place you couldn't hardly catch what's called a blue cat. And spotted cat either, catch them all, but it didn't catch as many as spotted cat did blue cat. But anyway, they got where it almost caught them all out of these live streams around here. Well, they made it illegal. Okay. This legislature, they made it legal again.
Yeah.
It got to the place I go down and catch a mess of fish, hand fishing, most any end. Well, now they had made it legal again. I said, okay, if you're going to make it legal, I'm going to get me a trap. And I did. And I've gone out here the last few weeks to have many 34 blue caps in it. That's right. Because I just keep the big ones, throw the rest of them back. But a lot of people wouldn't do that. A lot of people bring them every one. Well, I kept it in that problem month, and I caught 500 or 600 blue caps. It's a boa trap concern, about 4 feet long, about square, about, you know, foot square.
You could live off fish if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, there we catch something to be free. I had fish for dinner yesterday. I had my grandson here, and he had a big kick out of going to the trap, you know, and that's why I put it out on kind of him. It stayed out a couple of months, so. You buy what you call a cottonseed cake for bait.
Yes.
It's just a big old plug. And you put a piece in it, the bigger piece you want in the trap.
Do you like seafood? Do you get it here?
Yeah, you can go to the cafe and get it. I don't care for it. My wife do. Okay, we go out for a meal, you know, dinner, supper, but that's what she'll buy. But I just don't. I love oysters. I love oysters, but I don't care for any rest of it at all. And we went out Sunday, and I ate done for fried oysters. But that's certainly. It's a place on Plank Road called the Front Porch. You might have seen the sign, a big sign, about 3 miles out of Clinton.
On that,
Plank Road.
67?
Yeah, on 67 going toward Baton Rouge. It's a big sign, and the cafe is a good little bit off road on the left.
Yeah, I'm staying there.
You are?
I must be.
Edgar.
Well?
No. Front Porch, that's what it's called.
No, that can't be it.
No, are you talking about now?
Yeah,
I know that's a different place. Well, this is a new cafe that we went to the other day.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Because I
hadn't
been here to find a decent place to eat.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm not going to say anything else. He's one of the live right up here.
Yeah, okay, well.
But anyway, this,
I didn't want you.
Yeah, but this fella, in the evening through the week, it's from 5 o'clock on, I think, about 10. But then on Sundays and Saturday, I think it's all day.
Yes.
Well,
I'm going to go up there
and try. Well, it's real nice because it's expensive, man.
Other kinds of.
Get anything you want to.
Like, what other seafood?
Well, my wife bought shrimp. It was 4 of us.
And how many do you get?
How many shrimp?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how many she got. But anyway, I got a dozen oysters. And, let me see. We had some tea and a dessert. It was $7. It ran close to $7 a piece. It's pretty expensive, but we got what we wanted. We had a good time. And it was nice, it was cooked good, and everything just nice could be out there. Have you noticed the sign of the Front Porch? That's the name of it. The sign, but it's, you pass, what are you talking about? You go, probably 3 miles on down, and you see a big sign on the left-hand side of the river.
Did they raise those things in ponds here?
No. But they do, they've got fish farms and places here now. They raise catfish. And so, yeah.
But down in the lower part